Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Terry Laundrie. Welcome to the T3 observation update for June 23rd, 2005. As you can see, we have a number of recent additions to the website, which I'll discuss later. But for today's update, we're going to first deal with the weekly adaptive channels for the S&P 500 stocks. You'll notice up in the upper portion, it shows the high extreme, which is an upside target for the red dash channel, is 1237. We are somewhat below that, but we keep creeping up to the level. And so we have, there's some 24 points there missing between the 1213 as of Wednesday's close, and for Wednesday's close, the high extreme was 1237. Now, how we're going to get there is interesting, but there is a very positive development. If you look at the weekly adaptive channel chart, you will see that I've got a couple of things that in notes. First of all, we noticed that the cash buildup phase for the big advanced decline T is 4.5 years, and that's done from the advanced decline peak back in early 98. And then we look for the combination of the price low, which is the S&P, the black chart, and the AD low, and say that any declining tops pattern into that low is the cash buildup phase, and then we therefore project by the time symmetry inherent in T's, a 4.5 year projected advance for the stock market into a early 07, 2007 peak. The important thing to note, which I mentioned in my last update, is the AD line, which is the red bar chart, which comes up from the bottom of the chart, did have a breakout above its old highs in the March time period. Once you make a breakout, the forecast becomes quite bullish, because breakouts in the advanced decline line is generally a leading indicator. Breakouts in the advanced decline line are leading indicators of strength. So we should be able to make the 1237 level in a reasonable course, and if you can get a lot of drive or momentum build up in the air, you can turn the channel up and you can start to make great progress going into the early 07 peak. The positive factor here is that the 10-year rates are starting to drop, and the Europeans are beginning to talk about bringing interest rates down, and anytime you can get anybody to talk about interest rates coming down, you have a pretty good talking point as far as the market is concerned. Now, with reference to Peggy's question about the the other questions that had to do with the 8-year cycle in the advanced decline line, I would say that anytime you look at a cycle that could have X years, you always think of that cycle as roughly being half the time going to the upside and half the time coming down. So for an 8-year cycle, what you're really looking for is, can you see any place in the charts any suggestion that there's a 4-year decline or a 4-year advance? Because the total of the two should be the cycle. Well, the big advanced decline T does have a 4.5 year decline in the advanced decline line with a projected 4.5. So from the peak, from the 98 peak to the 07 peak, that's almost a 9-year cycle, and that's pretty close. The answer is that the advanced decline cycle, which in the 80s and the 90s would have led you to a bottom in the 98 time period, which is a small bottom, apparently has shifted over to the late 02, early 03 area, and so I've written down this is the 8-year AD cycle low. So the interpretation, you should not be confused on that. Now, as to why you might be going up here, that's partly to take care of the big advanced decline T, which projects an 07 peak. But if you look at my previous update of the on the decennial pattern, you'll see that the years that end in 5 are supposed to be strong, which is the year we're in, and therefore the AD breakout is consistent with that preference zones. I've also posted on my web links you can go to the archives at Decision Point, and they will show you each of the years from 1885 to the present, up to 1995. Showing you the daily charts of S&P 500, I think it's the New York Composite Index, and they show that it is entirely consistent with the years ending in 5, that you will see weakness in the first 4 months of the year and then strength going into year end. And And so the what we're seeing now is consistent with that in the 05 time period. The top, which we the advanced decline team projects for early 07, presumably is going to cause a decline, and that's why the years ending in 07 are traditionally considered to be bad years. If you consider that the 8 years AD cycle is bottomed out in late 02, and you add 8 years onto that for an estimate of the next bottom, you'll see why the estimate of years ending in zero, which would be the 2010, is a weak year. That is consistent with the decennial pattern, and I assume that what's happened is the eight-year cycle has shifted because our big advanced decline, megates and so forth, all ended in the 98 to 2000 time period, and it's just moved over, and it's now resynchronized with the decennial pattern. I'll have more to talk about on the decennial pattern at a later time. But basically, everything looks like to be fine, and because the advanced decline line has broken out above its March peak, we look for strength, and what strength we're looking for here, because it's of a long-term nature, is really to take the market and push it above the 1237 level, which is the high extreme here, and try and develop long-term momentum so it can coast into this early 07 peak. How you do that is up to somebody else, because T's are basically based on time symmetry, and the decennial pattern is a mystical sort of thing. So we have to now switch to our short-range T chart to see if we can find out something that's going on there. From the T theory perspective, we notice that in the advanced decline line, I have written down 5+ months cash buildup phase, which is a decline in the oscillator, and that projects a 5+ months market advance, which will take us for a few more months. So we certainly have plenty of time potential based on the T. The technical problem right now is that if you look up the S&P chart where I've written triple top question mark, you'll see that the December 04 peak, the March 05 peak, and the present level are all in the 1220 area for the S&P and could be a triple top. Now, if you go back to the intermediate chart, you'll see the high extreme is 1237, so it's clearly causing a breakout, and we do have the time in the bull T to break it up. So the real question you're probably looking for in a short-term basis is how are you going to get the whole thing to take place? I would just simply say that the oscillator is overbought. It's amazing that it can stay overbought and keep pushing us up, and it's possible for the market to continue to work up on the red dashed line. The upper envelope is currently 1219. But I think there's a limit on that, and what you expect is going to happen is that sooner or later there'll be a small correction which will carry the S&P down maybe to 1200 or something like that. But the more important thing is that the volume oscillator come down to the zero line or to a slight oversold condition. I believe people will buy that. It's pretty well given by this bull T. And the upside expectation on the intermediate term trend for the 1237 level, that would be a good low and we'd be heading higher. And once we head higher up there, we'll be able to see better off what the what the momentum is, which has to do with the carrying of the upside into the 07 peak. That's it for today. Have a nice weekend, and we'll be back next Thursday with my regular update. Bye-bye.